And children, here's today's first question. Listen carefully.
It is pop quiz time, and our queue is loaded. Alana from Newton in South Australia. Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm good. Are you feeling pumped for the pop quiz?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hopefully I can do what I can.
Yes, well, you are first cab off the ranks. A big breath in. Nice long deep breath out. Okay, question number one. Australian actor Mel Gibson has only 16 lines of dialogue in this entire film, and two of them are...
Save it. I'm just here for the gasoline.
Okay, did you hear that? What's the name of this 1981 film?
I have no idea.
Oh, Alana, do you want to just have a stab at a Mel Gibson film?
Can I hear it one more time?
All right, give us a sec. Let me just go back here. Ready? Here we go.
Save it. I'm just here for the gasoline.
What do you think?
I'll just say Gladiator.
No, unfortunately not, Alana, but thank you so much for playing tonight. You have a great evening. Let's go to you, Louise, in Box Hill. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Do you want the question again?
I couldn't hear the clip. Would you replay it?
I absolutely can. Here it is.
Save it. I'm just here for the gasoline.
That's a clip from a film that came out in 1981, and it's a film where Australian actor Mel Gibson only has 16 lines of dialogue in the entire film. What's the name of that film?
1981. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, is it Mad Max?
It is Mad Max. Yes, excellent. Well done. All right. Now, fun fact, Max Rockatansky himself never had more than 90 lines of dialogue in any of the five Mad Max films because director George Miller thinks minimal dialogue will help audiences focus on the action. So there you go. All right. Are you ready for the next question?
Thank you.
What's the name of the author who wrote 61 books and is best known for creating the character of Michael Mickey Haller?
Michael Mickey, what was his surname?
Haller. What do you think, Louise, from Box Hill?
I think the 61 books must be a clue.
Well, that's how many books that he wrote. He wrote 61 books. What do you think?
Oh, I'm just going to say Ian Fleming. I think it's right.
Which one? Who was the author?
Ian Fleming.
No, wasn't Ian Fleming, unfortunately. But thank you so much, Louise. You got one right. That's a great start. All right, let's go to Frankston. Justin, hello.
G'day, how are you? Happy New Year. I thought I'd be the first one to say it.
Oh, getting in early, getting a few practice Happy New Year's in before the big day. I like it. All right, Justin from Frankston. All right, what's the name of the author who wrote 61 books and is best known for creating the character of Michael Mickey Haller?
I'm thinking, is it Stephen King?
It's not Stephen King, unfortunately. No. All right. Okay, Justin, I'm going to have to throw this over to somebody else. Lorenzo from Fulham Gardens in South Oz.
Hello there, Mel.
Now, I'm just going to put the call out again and fill up this queue. So if you want to play the pop quiz tonight, 1-300-800-222. Currently the question we're on. Lorenzo, are you ready?
I'm ever ready.
All right, great. I love that for all of us. What's the name of the author who wrote 61 books and is best known for creating the character of Michael Mickey Haller?
clearly a person who's a chronic overachiever who needs to take a break. I have absolutely no idea. Could it be Ando's ghostwriter number 7?
No, it's not Ando, but it's a great guess because, boy, that man can churn out some books, can't he?
It certainly can. Thank you, Mel.
Thank you, Lorenzo. Ya. Thank you so much. Let's go to Trevor. Hello, Trevor. Now, so far we've had Stephen King, we've had Ian Fleming. It was neither of those. Yeah. Trevor,
first of all, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking?
Oh, my name's Mel Bampton. Hello, Trevor.
Oh, Mel. And Mickey, hello.
Do you need the question again, or are you good?
No, I've got the question. Michael Mickey Haller.
Mm-hmm. Who was the author?
Ooh, 61 books. She had much more famous characters than that. So it is not Agatha Christie.
Not Agatha Christie, no. Do you know who it is?
Yeah. 61 books.
I might have to set the ticking clock in a minute, Trevor.
Yeah, I don't think... Again, my other choice, also probably a lot more famous for other characters, but I'll make it my answer and good night.
Okay.
Dr. Seuss.
No, not Dr. Seuss either, Trevor, but thank you so much for playing the quiz tonight.
Thank you.
Chris from the Pilbara, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you so much. What's the name of the author who wrote 61 books and is best known for creating the character of Michael Mickey Haller?
Look, I was hoping this question would be done and dusted, so I was thinking about Agatha. I've no idea. I'll go Joan Collins.
No, not Joan Collins either. How's the Pilbara looking today?
Tonight, it's beautiful. It's not too hot. It's a beautiful time at work on the mine site, so it's beautiful, yeah.
Do you spend most of your time underground?
No, we're all surface mining. I don't go under there. It's a bit too scary.
Yeah, a bit too scary. And you get to enjoy those big, beautiful, starry skies.
Absolutely, and it's all happening tonight.
All right, Chris, thank you so much for your call tonight. And I'll say it as well, Happy New Year for when it comes.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Bye, Chris. Noel from Broadwater. Hello.
Hello. Sorry, I missed your name.
My name's Mel. Lovely to meet you, Noel.
Hello, Mel. I think you're looking for the one who also wrote about Harry Bosch or Hieronymus Bosch, and that would be Michael Connolly. Actually reading one of his books at the moment.
Yes, excellent. That is great news. Thank you so much. We got stuck on that one for a little bit. Okay, let's go to the next question, Noel. Question number 3 in the pop quiz. Best known for his role in Chopper, Black Hawk and Troy, which 1993 TV show kick-started Australian actor Eric Banner's career?
He played Mark Reed, did he?
He played Chopper Reed. He was also in Black Hawk and Troy, but it was a TV show that kicked off his career in 1993.
He did a few. There was one with an inland Australia base where he was playing a rustic guy and rode a motorbike. And I do not remember it, so I'll say goodnight.
All right. Okay, thank you so much for playing, Noel. Cass in Wollongong, hello.
Hello.
Hello, Cass. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How is Wollongong this evening?
It's cold.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not expect that answer.
Yeah, for summer, it's chilly tonight. Yeah, it was chilly last night too.
All right. There's a lot of diversity around this whole country right now. Some parts are flooding, some are on fire, some are cold, some are boiling hot. All right, Cass from Wollongong, let's get to this third question. I'm going to read it for you again. Best known for his role in Chopper, Black Hawk and Troy, which 1993 TV show kick-started Australian actor Eric Banner's career?
TV show. Oh, God, you've got me. I was ringing up for the Michael Connolly one. I'm just trying to think. I can name quite a few movies and that he's been in, but shows.
No, I reckon when you hear this one, if you don't get if you don't get the answer, you're going to be like, oh, that's
it's
right.
It's not one of the silly neighbours or Home and Away or that, is it?
Is that your guess?
I'll go Neighbours.
No, it's not that, unfortunately, okay. Kaz. Thank you so much for playing the pop quiz tonight, though. Dean from Greensboro. Hello.
Hello.
Dean, do you have an answer for this question?
Firstly, I'd like to say that Eric Banner stole the movie Troy.
What do you mean he stole the movie Troy?
He was the best character in that movie.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. He's a great actor. I love Eric Banner. And it wasn't until we were doing the research for this quiz that I remembered that this is how his career started. And it's a long way, I can tell you, from playing in Troy.
Yeah, yeah. Was it Full Frontal, the comedy series that he was in?
It absolutely was Full Frontal. And apart from being an actor, Eric Banner is also a passionate car enthusiast and has a car collection. There you go. Okay. You ready for a bit of a musical question now, Dean? How's your music knowledge?
I hope it's 70s or 80s.
All right. Well, you might be in luck. Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album, but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
Tusk?
No, unfortunately, no. It was the right era for you, but that's not the right answer tonight, Dean.
Thanks, Mel.
Thank you so much for playing. Let's go to Tassie. Gary, hello.
Hello, how are you going?
Very well, thank you. How's your music knowledge?
And I'm a real big Fleetwood Mac fan too. So,
okay, all right.
But I'm only going to be guessing here. That wasn't released on the Rumours album, did you
say? No, so that's right. It wasn't. This song wasn't included in the original Rumours album, but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop.
Right, okay. Only guessing, was it Songbird?
No, it wasn't. Oh, I thought you were going to get that then, Gary.
So did I.
I was really cheering you anyway, for you. Mel. Thanks, Gary. You have a good night.
Have a great show. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Peter from Five Dog. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. How's your day been, Peter?
Oh, not too bad. It's my birthday now.
What? Right now?
Yeah, as of midnight.
Happy birthday, Peter. Should I ask you how old you are, or should we just leave that to the side?
Late December, back in 63.
Ooh, rightio. Okay. Nice one. Happy birthday, Peter.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I hope you have a beautiful day, and I do hope that you get this question right for your birthday's sake. Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
Trying to think. I know the album, but was it You Make Love and Fun, maybe?
No, it wasn't, unfortunately. Okay. Oh, thank you so much, Peter, for playing tonight. You have a great birthday today, and I hope you've got some wonderful things on your agenda. Dan from Busselton, hello.
It wasn't always tonight you were going to get.
Hello, Dan.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Hi. How's your music knowledge?
Good at best.
All right. Okay. Do you want me to give you the question again?
No, I think we're pretty good.
All right, go for it.
I think it's Everywhere.
No, Everywhere, did you say?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, I was really just cheering for you then, Dan. I know. I want to get off this question. I don't like getting stuck because there's so many good questions in the quiz. But we'll keep on cracking. Jess from Brisbane, hello.
Hello.
Now, before I give you this question, I'm going to give another call out for those people who are just sitting on the fence and thinking, should I play tonight? Should I not? Absolutely. Give me a buzz, 1-300-800-222. Don't be afraid. The most that you've got to lose is your dignity. That's it. Jess, do you need this question again?
Thanks for that reassurance. I'm a first-time caller, so, yeah, that was a really lovely entry.
Well, look, Jess, I've never hosted this quiz before either, so you and me, we're in this together. Okay.
Great. Let's do it. Let's need the question again, though.
Okay.
Please.
Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album, but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
Could it be Dreams?
It wasn't Dreams either. Not Dreams, not Tusk, not Everywhere. There's not many up for grabs yet. But Jess, thank you so much for being a first-time caller, first-time quiz player. I appreciate that.
Thanks, Mel.
You have a good night. Richard from Warwick, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Do you know much about Fleetwood Mac?
Negative.
All right. Good. Very good. So we know it's not Dreams. We know it's not Tusk. We know it's not Everywhere. And a couple of other songs were in there as well. I've lost track. Which song do you think it is?
I don't know Fleetwood Mac, bro, so I've got no idea.
You can't even guess. I can't even say chuck it out there because it's not going to happen.
What about Crazy Days? Does that work?
No. I wish that I could say yes, but instead what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this for you instead. This is one of my no sounds, which I haven't played yet, but I'll play one for you. You ready?
No, God!
That was your no sound. Hard no,
love
Richard.
Thanks,
all right,
mate.
You have a good night. Karen from Altona Meadows, hello.
Hello.
Now, do you know much about Fleetwood Mac?
Not really. What's the question?
The question was, or is, which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop? It's not Dreams, it's not Tusk, it's not Everywhere, it's not Crazy Days.
I've got one in my mind, but I can't think of what the name of it is. So I have to pass.
Oh, Karen, well, thank you so much for playing. I'm sad you had to pass. Adrian, hello.
Yeah, hi, how are you going?
I'm good. I'm hoping that you know your Fleetwood Mac.
Not really. I'm more into AC/DC or whatever, but yeah, I'll give it a go.
All right. Well, we know it's not Dreams, it's not Tusk, it's not Everywhere, it's not Crazy Days. Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album, but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
I'm just going to go Dreams.
No, not Dreams. That's already been taken. But thank you, Adrian. Bill from Adelaide, hello.
Oh, hi. I'm only ringing because you're short on callers, and I'm guessing.
All right, go.
I'm guessing it's The Chain.
No, it's not The Chain. How many songs, seriously, did Fleetwood Mac write? They've written too many songs. They're making this too hard. But Bill from Adelaide, thank you for calling, though.
Okay, anytime. Bye.
Bye. Karen from South Brisbane, hello.
Oh, hello. How are you this evening?
I'm very well. I'd be better if there was a Fleetwood Mac expert out there. Are you that expert?
I went twice in Brisbane.
Okay, all right. Okay,
well, I camped out there at Festival Hall.
All right. I'm getting
a wild guess.
Okay.
Go Your Own Way?
No, not Go Your Own Way. That's one of the ones that was
50-50.
So that was one of the ones that it was already released alongside. So the question was, because I think you've misheard the question, Karen, so I'm going to give you the question again. Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
Well, I think Landslide's about the only song left, isn't it?
No.
Are you serious?
I know. That's right. I mean, seriously, they could have released a lot less songs and made this much easier for all of us, couldn't they? Karen from South Brisbane, thank you for playing tonight.
Lovely to speak with you, though.
Yeah,
thank you.
You too. Michael from Coolangatta, hello.
I'm out.
You're out.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was seeing myself. No, I'm not out. I was thinking Thunder. Thunder only happens when it's raining.
No, that's not it either. I think we're getting the entire discography here from Fleetwood Mac, but that's not the song either. Michael, thank you so much for calling tonight.
We've done the whole album.
I know. I think that's right. Like, it came later. That was the tricky thing about it, because it wasn't included originally, but it did come in later. So, all right, let's keep.
It's an excellent question. Good night.
Let's keep cracking. Thanks, Michael. Stevie, hello.
Hello.
All right, this Fleetwood Mac question has got...
Is this a dysfunctional website or...
What's that?
Am I talking to?
This is Mel. Hello. Now, do you need the...
Hello, Mel.
Hello, Stevie.
I'm Stephen.
Hello, Stephen. Do you need the question again?
I think it's Sarah.
Which one, sorry?
Australia.
No, that's not it either, Stephen. Oh, we just can't quite get it, can we? Jennifer from Glenroy, hello.
Hello.
All right, tell me you know your Fleetwood Mac.
Well, I think this song is Do You Hear the Drums, Fernanda?
It's so not. It's not that song. Oh. Okay, so this is what we've gone through so far, Jennifer. Dreams, Tusk, Everywhere, Crazy Days. I think that's made up. I don't know. The Chain, Go Your Own Way, Landslide, Thunder, and Fernando now. And we still haven't got it, but thank you so much for having a guess.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Adam, let's go back to Tassie. Before you give me your answer, Adam, if you are listening and you're thinking, you know what, it sounds fun to play the quiz, so I might have a crack. 1-300-800-222 is the number that you need to call. And we are absolutely stuck on this question. The question, Adam, do you need it again or are you good to go?
Good morning.
Hello, Adam. Good morning.
I just came in late, so may I have the question, please?
You certainly can. Which Fleetwood Mac song was not included in the original Rumours album but was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop?
Oh, no. Before I answer, I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and good tidings for the new year and health and prosperity for all of us.
Thank you so much, Adam.
The question is a song released in 1977 on the Rumours album. Is that correct?
But it wasn't included in the original Rumours album, but it was later released in 1977 alongside Go Your Own Way and Don't Stop.
Oh, look, I should know this. When the chap before me called in and you said it was Stevie, I was hoping it was Stevie Nicks to answer the question.
That would have been great.
I don't know. And the only Mick Fleetwood, there's Mick Fleetwood, there's Stevie Nicks, there's Sharon someone, and there's, what's his name, Lindsay Buckingham, and one more, I think. Do you know they have a set of drums in their backstage room before they go on stage, a full kit? Anyway, mm-hmm. I'll have a guess and it's wrong, but I'll say Gypsy.
It's not Gypsy either. Goodness me. All right, I think we've gotten down almost every song that was ever written by Fleetwood Mac. Thank you so much for playing, Adam. Rachel, hello.
G'day, how you going?
Oh, I don't know. I'm tearing my hair out here, Rachel. These are the songs already that have been guessed. Dreams, Tusk, Everywhere, The Chain, Go Your Own Way, Landslide, Thunder, Fernando and Gypsy. Do you know what song by Fleetwood Mac was released in 1977 but didn't appear on the original Rumours album?
I'm 99% sure I know. It's Silver Springs.
Oh. Oh, there it is, Rachel.
I love that song.
Oh, I feel such an incredible relief. Thank you so much. And producer Sophia says she's very sorry for the hard quiz and she's put a sad face emoji with that as well. Okay, but it's not hard for you, Rachel, from Grafton. You're going to be rocking along.
Fun.
All right, okay, let's go to the next one. That song, of course, was called Silver Springs, which Broadway musical debuted in 1981 and later became an Oscar-winning film adaptation starring Jennifer Hudson.
Ooh. Oh, I don't know. I'm just going to guess Cats.
No, not Cats. When Soph asked me this question, that's exactly what I said, because it was actually the only musical that I could think of. So we answered the same, but we were both incorrect. Thank you for playing, Rachel.
Thank you.
Bye. George from Caloundra, hello.
Hello.
Hello, George from Caloundra. Is that you?
Hello, that is me.
Hello. All right. Okay, the question again for you, George. Which Broadway musical debuted in 1981 and later became an Oscar-winning film adaptation starring Jennifer Hudson?
I think I know this, but only because my aunt was talking about it the other day. It's something called... Is it Dream Girls?
Oh, it is Dream Girls.
I was going to say...
Oh,
you're the best man.
There's a little bit of it just for you, George, from Caloundra, for all of your hard work there in guessing Dream Girls. Now, the film itself received 8 Academy Award nominations. There you go. All right. Okay, George, you have called up at the best time. Now, do you have your radio up a little bit in the background there, George?
No.
Okay, I've just got a little bit of feedback there.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll bring it closer.
Okay. All right. That's better. Since you're all rock stars tonight, you're going to have a listen to this next song, George, and then you have to sing me the chorus.
Oh, good God.
Okay, you ready?
Sure.
You ready, George?
I am definitely not ready. I don't actually know any of the words. I just know the tune.
All right, wait a minute, wait a minute. I'll give you a little bit more. I'm gonna wear it tonight. I'm gonna get in trouble. I wanna start a fight. Na 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 na. I wanna start a fight. Oh, and something big comes off the back of that. Are you sure you don't want to have a crack, George?
Yeah, no, I'm very sorry.
Oh, I was really looking forward to hearing you sing that one, George from Caloundra. Thank you so much for playing tonight. Bo in Victoria, hello.
Oh, hello.
Well, haven't you called at the best time?
No.
All right, okay.
Some of the lines from that.
All right, all right.
I don't know how it starts.
Okay, okay, all right. I think that you should just get into it. Go.
Here I am, or here's me, I'm a rock star. And that's about all I know about.
You're so getting there. You're so getting close, but I need a little bit more than that, Bo, from Victoria. I need a little bit more, but you did get us started with So What, I'm Still a Rock Star, which brings me over to you, Ricky, from York Peninsula, because Bo's already helped you out with the first line. So what? I'm still a rock star. Ricky, are you ready? I'm going to play a little bit more for you. Are you ready?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
All right, okay, wait a second. I'm going to get you in the mood, and then when we come off the back of it, you just get into it, all right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, let's go.
And so what? I'm a rock star. I got my rock moves. And I don't need you tonight.
Yes, that is so good. Where is my applause? Wait a second. Let me just, I just got to go down here and I'm just going to just completely lose my way in all of this to give you just a little bit of this.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
You really earned that one. Okay, now let me just find my place. I got so excited there. That was amazing. We got stuck a few times in the quiz, but you really made up for it there, Ricky. All right, next question. Which 1970s TV show featured the characters Sam Cash, Joe Brady, and Jessica Johnson?
1970s. I should know that because I'm 60. Mm. Could you name them once more for me, please?
Okay, which 1970s TV show featured the characters Sam Cash, Joe Brady, and Jessica Johnson?
Wow. Nope, you got me there. Yes, I'll say Skippy.
No, but I'm glad that you had a crack. And can I just play? I'm going to play you my no sound. Ready?
No, God, please, no, no!
hard no, Ricky from York Peninsula. Teeny, hello.
Hello.
It's all going a bit pear-shaped in here, Teeny, or maybe it's going perfectly well. How are you going today?
Well, I was screaming about 20 people back, Silver Springs, Silver Springs, but I never got through. And I have no idea of this next question, and I also knew the Pink song.
I would have loved to have heard you sing that. Do you want me to give you the question again, or you just want to pass?
Oh, give me a try.
Go on.
Joe Brady.
All right. Which 1970s TV show featured the characters Sam Cash, Joe Brady, and Jessica Johnson?
Oh, it's 1970s. I should know it. Nope, no idea.
All right, Teenie.
Time, sadly. I'm more the music girl.
Oh, well, thank you. And I'm sorry you didn't get through sooner on Silver Springs. I needed you. I needed you desperately.
Did. I could have saved you so much angst.
Thank you, Teenie. You have a great day. Bye, mate. Adam from Port Kembla. Hello.
Hey, how you going?
Good, thank you. Now, do you know the answer to this question? What's this 1970s TV show that featured Sam Cash, Joe Brady, and Jessica Johnson?
Is it Cash and Company?
Yes, that is exactly right. This series was shown in the UK by the London Weekend Television before it was seen in Australia. All right, question eight. What's the name of the 1840s photographic technique that involves a light-sensitive solution, an object, and the sun?
Light-sensitive solution, an object, and the sun. Mm. Oh, it's like when you do the leaves on photo paper, hey, and you take a negative of it.
I'm not sure. It's from the 1840s. It's a bit before my time.
Yeah, it's a bit before my time too.
But my producer Sophie is saying yes, yes, yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Oh, like I'm going to say like it's shadow printing.
No, but that's a great guess though, Adam from Port Kembla. Thank you so much for playing tonight.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
My pleasure. You too, Ben from the Goldie. Hello.
G'day, how you going?
I'm good. You know much about 1840s photographic techniques?
I think it's a cyanotype.
Oh, I'm going to take that. I would say cyanotype, but, you know, I've never actually said that out loud before. And a fun fact on that, botanist Anna Atkins popularised cyanotype by using it to document plant specimens. There you go. All right, next question, Ben from the Gold Coast. Name the 2005 film that this love confession is from.
If, however, your feelings have changed, I would have to tell you. You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love, and love, and love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
Oh, it is so drenched in earnestness, Ben. What 2005 film is that love confession from?
It's not Wuthering Heights.
No, it's not Wuthering Heights. But it is period, I'll say that. Thank you, Ben, from the Gold Coast. Victoria from Geelong, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did you hear that little clue?
Pardon?
Did you hear the question?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to play this little snippet for you. Take a listen. Name the 2005 film that this love confession is from.
If, however, your feelings have changed, I would have to tell you. You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love and love and love you. I never wish to be parted from you from this day on.
Cripes, he was really baring his soul there, wasn't he?
Yeah, that was, I rang up, I thought it was music. I was so ready to sing for you, but.
Oh, well, no, I know somebody already did that and they were amazing. They were amazing singing Pink.
Yeah, but actually did get the words wrong, but whatever.
Oh, they were very close. Oh, I know. It's hard to be singing at this time of the evening and in front of such a big crowd, Australia-wide performance. What do you reckon, though, is the answer to this one, Victoria?
Oh, I have no idea, but I'm just
going to
say Twilight.
No, not Twilight, not Wuthering Heights, but thank you so much for playing tonight, Victoria from Geelong. Tia or Thea?
Tia. T-H. Yeah, it's the silent H.
It's the same as my mum. My mum is Tia, spelt the same.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. Okay, so we've had two answers. We've had Twilight and Wuthering Heights. Neither of those was correct. The question is, the 2005 film that very earnest love confession was from. Any ideas?
I think I know because it's one of those romantic, really, really romantic movies. But I don't know who the actor is, but I know Keira Knightley might be in it.
Correct.
And Oh, yeah. Okay. So Mr. Darcy is the person who actually was doing the confession.
Mm-hmm.
So Pride and Prejudice?
That is correct. Yes, Tia from Darlinghurst. All right. Question 10 in the pop quiz tonight on Nightlife. Which band member famously left UK boy band One Direction in 2015?
Oh, if I don't know this one, I'm terrible. What's his name? Neil, what is his name? I see his face. I know what he looks like and I know his songs. Strawberry something. Oh, God, was Neil Hall? No.
No, I haven't said it.
Okay. It's only halfway.
All right.
I don't know his name.
Oh, it's not Niall, no.
Neil Horan, I was going to say, but no.
No, that's not him. Oh, I'm going to play you another one of my no sounds just so I can. Tia from Darlinghurst, thank you so much for playing tonight.
Thank you.
William in Cootamoo, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Do you know much about One Direction?
I do not, but I'm ready to try.
All right. We know it's not Neil. I don't know if it's pronounced Neil or Niall because I don't know much about One Direction myself, but it's not him. So we know that much. Which band member famously left UK boy band One Direction in 2015?
I reckon it'd be Zane.
It is Zane. Yes, it is Zane Malik. And this, I've got to play a little bit for my to make my producer's heart sing. Just give us 40 seconds, would you, William? You don't know your beauty, you light up my world like nobody else. Oh, it's hard to fade that one down, actually. It always takes me by surprise how much I enjoy a bit of One Direction. I think it's my guilty pleasure.
Take me out for dinner first.
There was a lot of dancing in the studio, I can tell you. Okay. All right, William, you ready for the next question? This is question 11. Only three films in history have swept the Oscars' Big Five categories. That's Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Screenplay. What are the names of those three films? So three films only that have swept the Big Five Oscars categories.
So I've got three movies that I talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And of all time, not just by one director.
No. It's three films that have swept all Big Five categories in the Oscars. Only three ever. Got any clues? I mean, got any guesses?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
What's that, sorry?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
No, unfortunately. Bam, bam. Let me play you my no sound.
No, God!
Dan from Maningrida. Hello.
Good evening. How are we?
I'm very well, thank you. Do you need the question again?
Yes, please.
Okay. Only three films in history have swept the Oscars' Big Five categories for Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Screenplay. What are the names of those three films?
Was it Titanic? What answers have we had so far?
No, the only one we've had is Breakfast at Tiffany's, and that was incorrect. But it's also not Titanic, which was also my first guess when producer Sophie and I were playing the quiz in the office before. I guessed Titanic, but no, that's not it. Sorry, Dan.
No, okay, no worries. Thank you.
Adam from Coomera. Hello.
Hello, Mel. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm going to give you this question again. Okay. Only three films in history have swept the Oscars' Big Five categories. Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Screenplay. What are the names of those three films? You know what? Because I'm in this hot seat right now and I can do this, I'm going to say you just have to give me one of them.
I was going to give you all three. I'm a film teacher.
All right. Oh, all right, all three.
Silence of the Lambs, one flew the cuckoo's nest and it happened one night.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. I wish I had some...
with my students.
That is, that is so good. Okay, now's a sound question. So you've got to be listening out for this one. Whose famous voice is this?
I was up here, yeah? Then I opened up to you. Why wouldn't I? I was in love with you. I trusted you. Now I'm down here.
Who is that?
I hate this question. I hate these voice questions. Look, can I hear it one more time?
Yes, you can.
I was up here, yeah? Then I opened up to you. Why wouldn't I? I was in love with you. I trusted you. Now I'm down here.
Would you like a clue? I'm not allowed to give clues. Would you like one?
Oh, well, if you're going to give one, I'll have one.
He's one of my favourite actors.
Okay, so, Mel, can I ask you a quick question? Tell me who your favourite actors are.
Terrible clue, that one, wasn't it? But it was a fair one.
Sounds a little bit like Jim Carrey.
No, it's not Jim Carrey. It is not Jim Carrey. But thank you so much for playing, Adam. Film teacher from Coomera nailed that three films question. So it's currently still up for grabs. I'm going to play you the grab again. So if you'd like to get involved, 1-300-800-222 is the number to call if you want to play, if you think you know who owns this voice.
I was up here, yeah? Then I opened up to you. Why wouldn't I? I was in love with you. I trusted you. Now I'm down here.
Mark, hello.
Yeah, I'm on.
Now, Mark from Port Pirie, whose voice do you think that is? Are you there, Mark?
It sounds like, is it Jim Carrey?
No, it's not Jim Carrey, unfortunately. But thank you so much for playing tonight, Mark. So we've still got this question up for grabs. Whose voice is this?
I was up here, yeah? Then I opened up to you. Why wouldn't I? I was in love with you. I trusted you. Now I'm down here.
Oh, I was pretty excited to have that voice in my pop quiz because he is one of my favourite actors. Leda, have I said your name correctly from Spring Creek?
Yes, you did.
Oh,
yes,
great.
Leda, L-I-D-A.
Excellent. Leda, whose voice was that?
I think Ryan Reynolds.
Absolutely, Ryan Reynolds. Yes, the clue was one of my favourite actors. I love Ryan Reynolds. I love Deadpool. Now I've said it out loud. There you go. Are you a Ryan Reynolds fan?
No, it doesn't really matter. I'm just, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, and you got it right in the quiz, and that's all that matters for right now.
Thank you, yeah.
All right, okay. What famous guitarist is known for playing with his teeth?
Oh, my God. Look, well, I don't know. So I'm going to go Santana because I don't have a clue.
No, that's not right. But you did, you know, had a stab at a famous guitarist, and that's all that mattered. But unfortunately,
no, God, please, no, no.
It was not correct. Thank you, Leda, for playing. Jordan from Coomera. Hello.
Hi.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Now we're talking about teeth. Guitar players who play with their teeth. What famous guitarist is known for playing with his teeth?
I'm going to say Jimi Hendrix.
That is 100% correct. Okay, fun fact. He served in the US Army as a paratrooper in the 101st Airborne Division before his rise to fame. There you go. All right, question 14. We are moving to the pointy end of the quiz because we're heading up to news time, which means the quiz is coming to an end very shortly. 1-300-800-222. Okay, Jordan, now this is another singing question. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yep. I'm going to play a little bit and then you're going to sing off the back of it. All right?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Over to you, Jordan.
I honestly have no clue.
Oh, Oh, I'm sad. I really was just, you know, I was cheering for you on that one. Jordan from Coomera, thank you so much for playing. Glenn from Laurieton, hello.
Is that the Beach Boys?
It is the Beach Boys. Are you ready? You've got your singing tonsils on, Glenn?
God.
All right, I'm going to play. Just, you've got a moment to compose yourself. You've got about 14 seconds before you need to sing off the back of this the words that follow. It's leading into the chorus, okay? You ready?
Okay. All right, I'll try. Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. I commit late at night.
Glenn, go.
I don't know. Why do I look so sad? I don't know.
Oh, you're kind of on the right track there, but not.
I know. That's the other question.
I know. It's hard when you land on the singing one, isn't it? It's like, oh, no.
Darling.
Thanks, Glenn. Joni from Preston, hello.
Oh, fantastic. I love the Beach Boys. I'm so glad I got the question. All right, run the clip.
Okay, ready? Yep. Well, since you put me down,
Rhonda, you look so fine, look so fine. Oh, I couldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda. Help me get her out of my head.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. Yes, that was amazing. Wow, you were really the right person for the job on that one.
I think I didn't get exactly right, but yeah, it's close enough.
No, that was...
Brian Wilson passed away this year.
Yes, I know. It was perfect timing for you to, you know, belt that out in his honour.
Yeah.
All right, okay, you ready for this one? This might be our last question, given the time. Let's get into it. What's the name of this particular iteration of a Shakespearean classic? Take a listen.
She's smirching the face off of blue.
Shh, please, shush, Lynette. Just zip it.
Zip. Oh, this is fantastic.
Is it?
It's doomed.
What?
A red and a blue. It just can't be. So it's a doomed love. And that's the best kind.
What's the name of this particular iteration of a Shakespeare classic?
That's a Shakespearean adaptation of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
No, I have no idea what I ever just heard. I'm sorry. you might have trouble with this one.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much for playing tonight, Johnny. Appreciate it. Mike from Oak Park. All right.
Hi there.
Hi, Mike. Now, this is an iteration.
Is it the Shrew?
No, it isn't Taming of the Shrew, okay. But thank you so much, Mike. Shane from Cooperoo, hello. Hello, Shane.
Hello.
Hello. Do you want to hear the clip again, Shane?
Yeah, you want.
Now, this is a particular iteration of a Shakespearean classic. You have to tell me what the name of this particular iteration is.
Oh, flippin' Nora, she's smirching the face off of blue.
Shh, please, shush, Lynette, just zip it.
Zip. Oh, this is fantastic.
Is it?
It's doomed.
What?
A red and a blue. It just can't be. So it's a doomed love. And that's the best kind.
There you go. Shane from Cooperoo. What iteration of a Shakespearean classic is that from?
Macbeth.
What's that, sorry?
Macbeth?
No, not Macbeth. Not Macbeth at all. It's a little bit of a play on words, the name. Sam from Harvey in WA, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, do you know the name of this Shakespearean iteration? It's a film and it's an iteration of a Shakespearean classic. It's not Macbeth.
I'm probably wrong. I'll say Romeo and Juliet.
You're so, so close. Now I'm looking at Sophie. Sophia, do I give that? Do I? Yes. Okay, even though, okay, I'm getting the double thumbs up, Sam. So it was Romeo and Juliet, an iteration of, but it's actually called Gnomeo and Juliet. It's taken from the kids' classic movie, Gnomeo and Juliet. It featured songs by Elton John and Lady Gaga, and it was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song. It had a massive, massive cast, including James McAvoy, Emily Blunt, Michael Caine, Jason Statham, etc., etc. And my producer, Sophia, thinks that Gnomeo and Juliet is the best adaptation of Romeo and Juliet. What do you think about that, Sam?
I thought it was a complete yes.
That's all right. That's all right, because sometimes a complete guess gets you to a special place like this one. Sam from Harvey in Western Australia, you are the winner of tonight's pop quiz.
Oh, thank you.
Sam, what are you going to do with all of this newfound glory?
What's the prize, please?
What is the prize, Sophia? I think it's going to be a special nightlife magnet for you, Sam.
Oh, that's nice.
All right, well, you just stay on the line, and my producer, Soph, she's going to get all of your details, and she's going to send that to you in the post. Sam, thank you so much, and you have a beautiful day.
You too. Thank you very much.
My absolute pleasure. Oh, what an amazing quiz that was. Well done to everybody.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.